Faces stamped all over the press today, Gisèle Pelicot is hailed as a hero after the verdict saw 51 men sentenced to prison for raping her while she was unconscious. And to bring us all of the news on that, Deeptika Laurent is going to take us through her press review.
Well, Peter, lots of admiration for Gisèle Pelicot in the press today, not surprisingly. This is from La Provence, a paper from Marseille, which says simply, "Thank you, Gisèle. Thank you for your courage," the paper says. "Thank you for having waived your right to anonymity in a months-long trial that looked at how her husband drugged her and then invited men to rape her." This paper paying tribute to her courage. Her husband has been sentenced, of course, to 20 years in jail, an end to what the paper calls an unprecedented trial. This is from Libération, the French paper, the national paper that chooses to quote quote Gisèle Pelicot's words as that trial came to an end. She said, "Right now I have faith in our capacity to create a future in which men and women can live in harmony and mutual respect." Le Parisien choosing for its part to headline on the 51 guilty men who've been sentenced to prison for abusing her, the editor saying that every day rape trials are held in courts around France without garnering any media interest. But with this trial, there is a before and an after, and that is exactly why it's so historic, why it's so unprecedented. And you have a very nice editorial here from La Croix, which talks about, which is entitled, "The Lessons That We Can Draw from Mazan," the name of the town where this took place. The paper reminding us that we must not forget those who testify in rape trials every day in total confidentiality. Also, ending with this sobering figure, 94% of rape complaints in France are dropped.
Such a massive story, not just in France, but also around the world, Deepti.
Yeah, absolutely. Just take a look at some of these headlines here. This is from the Daily Mirror. "The world's bravest woman," it says on its front page. And what makes all of this so incredible is that this was, at least in the beginning, a local trial, and the kind of international interest it has sparked is what makes what makes her courage all the more incredible. This is from the Daily Mail, also headlining on her, calling her the elegant French woman with a core of steel who's become a heroine to every victim of male abuse. You also have papers from Germany, for instance. You have Der Tagesspiegel here, which headlines on its front page with this headline here, saying that paying homage to her, "Your courage against their shame," it says in this headline. The Italian paper La Stampa also paying tribute to her on their front page here with a headline that says, "Bitter justice for Gisèle Pelicot," calling her the woman who defeated shame on its front page. And also you have El País here calling it an historic sentencing in France for the mass rape trial of Gisèle Pelicot. Le Soir, the Belgian paper, on its front page has this headline here, which says, all found guilty," referring to the men. And in its editorial, it really urges that now that the trial is over, it's time for politicians in France to address the issue of violence against women in France and to take real measures to protect them from now on. And all the way in South Africa, you also have this front page here from Witness, a South African publication here, going with a court sketching of Gisèle Pelicot, calling her a hero for all.
Now, a scarcely believable story from Peru, where a prostitution ring has been uncovered in Parliament.
That's right. It's, as you said, scarcely believable. And it all came to a head last week with another twist, the murder of a lawyer in a taxi in Lima. So a hitman fired 60 shots into a taxi in Lima. The driver and his passenger, a lawyer working in Congress, were killed. Now, a TV investigation then revealed that the lawyer was a real target. Her name was Andrea Vidal, and she'd been involved in the prostitution ring that has since been uncovered in Parliament. Her boss, Jorge Torres Saravia, is the head of the Legal and Constitutional Office of the Congress of Peru. He allegedly ran this prostitution rings in the hallways of Parliament, passing women off as secretaries or office workers who were in reality providing sexual favors to lawmakers. And this lawyer, this young lawyer, Vidal, who's since been killed, was reportedly the one recruiting the young women. Rumors are abounding now that the lawyer was actually killed to silence her. An investigation by the Human Trafficking Department, Crimes Department, has now been opened to find out what on earth was really going on in what is supposed to be the hallowed hallways of Parliament.
That's incredible, deep tea. Now, you've also got a story about the Natural History Museum and how it's been naming all the new creatures that have been discovered this year and recently.
Yeah, The Independent actually takes us through all the new creatures that have been discovered this year. And it's really a lovely reminder that we may feel like we dominate the world, but we know so little about the planet and particularly all the kind of unusual species who live on the planet. This year saw the discovery of a vegetarian piranha. Let's see if I can bring that up for you. I think it's this one here called Myloplus Sauron, named for the Lord of Rings villain Sauron. They also discovered a flying dinosaur. And I don't have the dinosaur for you, sadly. You do have the snake from the Indian Himalayas, named after actor Leonardo DiCaprio, who's also, I'm not quite sure why they named a snake after him, but anyways, hopefully
let's not speculate on that one.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of that one. And this is the Rhinolophus webeli, a new species of horseshoe bats named after Africa's foremost bat biologist, Dr. Paul Waswa Webela. A reminder that no matter how weird, sometimes, you know, downright ugly species are, it's always an honor to be named after one, and it's always important to discover new ones.
I know we didn't have the picture of the dinosaur, but I'm a little bit concerned that we've discovered a flying dinosaur this year.
I think they're dinosaur bones, so you're right for the moment, Peter.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that would have made bigger headlines if we'd actually discovered a real dinosaur. Having said that, though, birds are apparently a genus of dinosaurs. But that's for another day. Thank you very much, Deepti, for the press review.